Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject called Divine Healing, and we're doing part 30. The topic today is how to pray for healing. In this topic, I'll be covering it on part 30, part 31, and 32 of how to pray for healing. Let us now go to an example and a situation of a person who's been to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, a disease. It's called a bad report, but it is still a report. Whose report do you really believe? The doctor's report, which is a bad report, is only a fact, but it's not the total truth. As a believer, we go to the Word of God, the Bible, which is called the good news or a good report, and it's the absolute truth and its final authority in any area of our lives, spirit, soul, body, financial, social, marital, or ministry. The Word of God is the absolute truth and final authority in the life of a believer. It is the answer to every problem that may come at a believer in their life. It is Bible truth, it's the Word of God, and there's no higher fact than the Word of God. Why is the Word of God absolute truth? Because it says in the very beginning that Jesus Christ is the Word of God, and God is all truth. Through faith, you can change the fact to become the truth. What do I mean by this? The doctor is saying you've got a bad report, a cancer, and you're going to die in 3 months. If you are a born-again believer, the doctor's report is a fact, but it's not the total truth. The Bible is the total truth. The Word of God is the total truth over any situation. We go to the Word of God and we find the promise of God that covers that situation. If the doctor says you've got a tumor, the Bible says that every plant my Heavenly Father has not planted in me is rooted out. And in the name of Jesus, by His stripes, I am healed. Those two scriptures are Bible truth over that situation. God wants us to go to His Word, find the promise that covers that situation, and pray it and believe it and receive it over the doctor's report. The doctor's report is a good starting point to go from because we know what's the problem is, but we go to the answer. We don't confess the problem all the time. We confess the answer. And as we keep on by faith confessing the answer over the situation, the Word of God and the anointing of God will change that fact to become a truth, which is the Word of God. That report that comes from the doctor, as I've said a few times now, it's a report. It's a fact, but it's not the total truth. When the report comes to you, of course, it gives you fear immediately. This is Goliath talking to you. It's a bad report. It's a mountain before you, defying your position in God, defying your righteousness in God, defying your covenant with God and your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Just like David, we are to speak to Goliath, that mountain in our lives, according to Mark chapter 11, 23 to 24. Let's read these scriptures now. Starting at verse 22 of Mark chapter 11. So Jesus answered and said to him, "Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you ask and pray, believe that you receive them in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. God wants us to believe the Word of God over any situation that comes into our lives. When a problem comes at us, God represents that as a mountain, as a Goliath before us. And God says, speak to the problem, speak to the mountain, and command it to be removed in Jesus' name, according to the Word of God. The Word of God coming out of the mouth of a believer has the creative power of God in those words with God's faith that's on the inside of a believer. When we speak words of faith, those words go into the problem, go into the situation, change it, remove it, or whatever is necessary to give you the victory. With the doctor's report or with symptoms when they first appear, at the first sign, even a cold, resist them using your faith and the Word of God. Answer the problem with the Word of God, which is the answer. Let me now give you a practical example of the situation about the doctor's report and the power of God healing somebody. Years ago, I was working at a hotel as an engineer, and I came across a man who had a friend who had a tumor in the right lung, and the tumor was the size of a golf ball, and it was blocking the capacity of his lung. his right lung. So I asked him, can I get in contact with this person, this friend of his, and have a talk to him about healing? Because this person I was talking to believed in healing and believed in the power of God to do healing. So he said yes. So he contacted his friend, and the friend was open to see me. I went to see the friend. His name was Joe. And I said, Joe, what has the doctor said to you? He said, well, the doctor's report says I've got a golf ball-sized tumor in my right lung, in the beginning of the lung, and it's blocking my lung. And the doctors have advised me at the age of about 60 to leave my job, go home, and enjoy the rest of my life, which was left. In other words, there wasn't much life left to have. I said, Joe, do you believe in God? And he said, well, I don't know. I said, will you allow God to heal you if I pray for you? He said, yes. I said, have you got any unforgiveness in your heart towards anyone else? And he said, no. I said, good. Just keep your heart open to receive God. I will pray. I will pray for the healing process. And so over the next 6 weeks, I prayed for Joe to be healed for this tumor. And I prayed the scriptures, Father, every plant my heavenly Father has not planted in Joe, I ask you to remove in Jesus' name. I use my faith, I use the word of God to pray against the report that the doctor had given him. Basically, the doctor had said, you've got a tumor, you're going to die, retire now, go home and enjoy your life. So I kept on praying over a 6 week period. Then I rang up Joe and I said, Joe, how are you today? And he said, look, I went to the doctor and the doctor reported to me that my capacity of my lung had gone from 20% up back up to 80%. And he said, Gary, I thought of you straight away. I said, Joe, it's not me healing you, it's God healing you. I said, when is your next appointment? He said, it's on Friday of this week. I said, good, I'll ring you back on Friday. So I phoned back on Friday after his appointment, and I said, Joe, how did you go? And he said, Gary, he said, the doctor took me into his office and said, Mr. So-and-so, I have to speak to you about your situation. And of course, Joe thought the doctor was going to say, you're dying, you're dead, basically. He put the x-ray up on the wall, on the machine, and he said, Joe, your tumor was there. And he pointed to the area in the right lung where the golf ball tumor was. He said, it's gone. I don't know how to explain it, but it's not there anymore. And Joe said to me, he remembered that I was praying for him, and I said to him, yeah, it's God healing you, Joe, not me. He said, but Gary, over that area of my lung, on my chest, it's warm. What's happening? I said, that's the power of God still destroying and removing every cancerous cell in that tumor out of your body. When the warmth is gone, then the healing process is complete. What I did in this situation was God gave me a report, the doctor's report, pinpointed the problem. It was a tumor, a golf ball sized tumor in the beginning of his right lung, which dropped the capacity down to 20% of his right lung. The doctor's report said he had a problem, and God's report says by his stripes he was healed. Now, Joe wasn't a believer, a Christian. God was using my faith that I built up over the years to pray for someone who wasn't born again. When I prayed the word of God had the ability to go from my prayers into Joe and start to dematerializing that tumor. Sometimes tumors don't come overnight. They take time to come. They materialize in a person through situations or whatever. But God's word has the ability to remove that cancer instantly or dematerialize it slowly according to God's timetable. Joe was healed by the word of God. I did not receive the report from the doctor except to say what the problem was, but I did not say that's the final report, that's the final truth. I said, no, God's word is the truth. You will not die, Joe, but you will live and declare the works of God. This is a practical example I've given you that I've personally been through, where a person was healed by the word of God, according to the word of God, by my faith, and the person was a non-believer. I hope you've enjoyed this today. Stay with me for the next audio messages, and God bless.